Was George Washington really the first president of the United States? I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned two Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a ninth degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a ninth degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a nine-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
Was George Washington really the first president of the United States? Are you sure? George Washington became president of the United States in 1789. However, we won the war for independence in 1781 to earn our freedom from Great Britain. So, what happened during all those intervening years? Were we leaderless? Did we have a functioning government at all in those years? After we won the war at Yorktown, the Congress met and drafted a document called the Articles of Confederation. In essence, the Articles was the first constitution for the United States. And on March 1, 1781, it was ratified by all 13 colonies, making it the law and guiding principles for the infant nation. At that time, Congress elected unanimously a President of the United States. The official title was President of the United States in Congress Assembled. Now that's a mouthful. The man the Congress unanimously elected was John Hanson. John Hanson served for only 1 year. During that pivotal first year, Congress established the Treasury Department. A couple other prominent establishments during the Hanson administration included the adoption of the Great Seal of the United States. Now, this seal is still in use to this day. And another prominent accomplishment was that the fourth Thursday of every November would be a day of Thanksgiving. But did all this really make Hanson the first president of the United States? If so, how come we didn't learn about him in our history classes in school? George Washington considered him the first president. He addressed him in his correspondence by that title, and he congratulated Hanson by saying, "I congratulate Your Excellency on your appointment to fill the most important seat in the United States." Now, after Hanson's term was up, Congress elected another president. This went on every year until the Constitution was adopted in 1789. That is when George Washington was elected President of the United States. So if we really want to get technical about it, Washington was the eighth president, not the first. But it is very proper and fitting that George Washington is considered the father of our country and the first president of the United States. He is the first president under the Constitution of the United States, a document that is revered for its wisdom and rights to the people. So next year, when we celebrate President's Day, let's not forget Mr. Hanson and the other six forgotten presidents under the Articles of Confederation. And let's celebrate all of the presidents and future presidents that have helped lead the greatest nation in the history of the world. So, now you know. This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next organizational event? Look no further than the host of this podcast, Mark Bowser. He's presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, the United States Marine Corps, Dell, and many more. Learn more about Mark speaking and other work on markbowser.com.